4 CBA Mobile. sometimes lightning comes out of the ground. It doesn't always necessarily come from the sky. So sometimes the ground is more than that. Lightning can come out of the ground lots of times, too. So you just because it was sticking out there doesn't mean you're not going to get knocked.
Well, speaking of injuries, I'm going to the orthopedic and just a little bit and get my heel checked out. Something going on with it. And I've never had a pain in my heel before. I've had plantar fasciitis, but this feels a little different. So I'm not really sure what's going on, so I'm hoping they're going to x-ray it.
Well, I had happened one time. I messed up the bones in my foot, and I didn't break them. And I'm in so much pain anyway, it doesn't really matter anymore. You just live with it.
She has a lot of pain, and she just basically lives with it. Not much you can do. She can't take her pain medicine during the day at work, because then she can't do her job. So she might take one, you know, when she gets home or she gets ready to go to bed or something, so she can sleep.
I'm allergic to all that stuff. I can't take none of it. So sometimes I just, if I don't sleep for a day or two, I'll drink a little bit and knock me out so I can sleep, you know, because it gets to the point. I remember one time I tried to take pain medicine one time, and I was allergic to it and got sick, and then I did that. I get up in the morning, and there's blood all over the place. Come to find out, in the night, I ripped my whole toenail right off, tore right off, didn't even know I did it.
Well, some pain medicine has some weird, makes you do weird stuff and has some bad side effects, so, that's the thing about medicine, that sometimes the side effects are worse than the cure.
Because you know what? You can't be all smoked up. You know, if you're cooking in the kitchen or working with a knife or working on an engine, you can't be loopy and do your job. You can't do it. I mean, you can't do it.
You still building engines?
You made me go back to work. What it sounds like?
A thing that I always wanted to do that I never had the opportunity to do as a mechanic, as a technician. I worked on a lot of engines, but I always worked on the top end. I never got to work on the bottom end, and so I'm not real familiar with that part of the engine and and what goes on in a rebuild. I pull a ton of heads, but on diesels and gas engines, so I couldn't even count how many I pulled, but anyway, it's been a ton of them.
The heads, nowadays the heads are more of a pain in the bottom of it, really. I much prefer doing a short block than doing a set of heads. I'd rather build a short block because it's a lot easier.
I've done a short block before. We had a car come in that was a Mazda 3. It was under warranty, and a used car lot had it. And I can't remember what it was doing, but it had some kind of engine noise or something. And so I pulled the top, the valve cover, and then I pulled the, my boss said, you're going to have to pull the oil pan. So I pulled the oil pan, and this thing had thrown two rods, and one went through the back of the block, and one went through the front, or I guess that you would say side. One side, and one went through one side, one went through the other. And they had JB welded that engine back together. I've got pictures. I mean, I could not believe it. And I got my service manager out there, and I said, well, here's your problem.
You gotta hear this one. And this is the classic stuff. My buddy was a good welder. He's a certified welder. So one day, I'm in the machine shop, right? And I got this old freaking Continental something, or whatever it was. And my boss goes, boring hole, man. I said, bro, here's a hole in the darn thing. What the heck you want to bore? No, just bore. I said, okay, yeah, I'll bore it. So I bored the four cylinder and honed it out. I said, well, I made my $15 at the time. It was $15 a cylinder to bore it home. So I bored it on this stupid block, you know. I had a hole in the side. So my buddy comes over and we can't say, look, I want to fix that. So we ain't going to fix that. Well, crazy old fool came over his arc welder. And he welded the piece back in that thing. And we used some bore sealant on the south side of it. And sure enough, we welded it back together and put it back into service. But I'd never laugh so hard. Would you bore it home, man?
The things we do, I tell you. We were never, I worked for a dealership, so they never took on any kind of shenanigans like that. It was always on the up and up. Besides, we had, dealership, I mean, we had Mazda to deal with, too. Hang on a minute, I'm going to make a place an order here.
Later, Cat, one second. Yeah, I forgot it outside in the rain. Well, my old boss one time welded a diesel block. You know, a real big diesel, these big trucks.